We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting from the two dots, around 8-9 lines from the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Let's be Yaakov Aymer, he holds a ger marries a geyiris, the child's osata a kahuna, and we said there's three shitas in our Mishnah. There's actually a fourth shita as well, and we'll speak out the fourth shitas right now. Rabbi Yehuda says that if any one of the parents are a ger, then it could be its kosher. It depends. If the father is a ger, the child is no good for kuna, the bas. If the mother's a ger, it's fine. That's a Yehuda. It means if the father's a ger, it makes a problem. Whereas Yaakov says only if both parents are a ger is a problem. Rabbi Yossi holds if both parents are a ger, it's fine. Only if the person himself is a ger, she's a geris, then she's also the kuna. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says even more, that if she's a geris less than 3 years old, so then she will be kosher for kahuna, even if she herself is a geris. As long as she was a geris less than 3 years old. So those are four shittas. So we're going to bring down here the shittas now. Tanya, look at the brayse of Shimon ben Yochai Yomer. Geris, chusav hashol shonav yom echad. If she's a geris less than 3 years old, so there's no problem with zayna here, because if she was mezana, her basulim grow back. So halacha is that she is ksheira lekahuna. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk. We derive from a pasuk. In the pasuk it says by Midian that they went to war for Midian after the story of the znus of Midian. It says in the pasuk that you should kill everyone out. V'chalat half benoshim and shelo yodu mishkav zocha hachiyu lechem. You should let them live, and it sounds like you can marry them. V'aloi Pinchas hayimam. Pinchas was with them. He was the Meshuach Muhammad. He was in charge of the Muhammad, and he was a kohen. So you see clearly a child that's less than 3 years old, a geiris, the less than 3 years old, could marry a kohen. Rabbana, no, hachil chem avod mishvachos. Who said you're marrying them? It means that there will be favod mishvachos, but mehikatesa, you will marry them. So if it's not right, but that's what Shemichai is right. The kulam mekrayachad darshu, which the Tosfos Rosh says, they will have a smachta to their shita. Kulam mekrayachad darshu. So this following pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says like this: Va'almano ugrusha loyikhu lahem lenoshim ki im besulais b'zera beis Yisrael va'almana shatia almana mekayin yikachu. So first of all, the pasuk is a little bit of a stira because the pasuk starts off va'almana ugrusha loyikachu. It sounds like a kohen gadol. He can't take almana. Then it's ki im besulais b'zera Yisrael va'almana. And the pasuk says va'almana shatia almana mekayin yikachu. You could take almana from mekayin. So we'll see later on our base what's pshat in this pasuk. But the first emphasis is on the pasuk Mezera Beis Yisrael. You should take from the Zera Beis Yisrael. What does that mean? So that's the machlokes here. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Ad Is Kol Zera Mi Yisrael. Some have different girsa Ad Ika Zera Mi Yisrael, which means like this: that Zera Iker Zera is always goes to the father. Iker Yichus is the father. So Yehuda says the father has to be Yisrael. Zera Yisrael means the father has to be Mi Yisrael. If the father is not Mi Yisrael, the child is not kosher for kahuna. That's a Rehuda Shita. Again, we said it's a smachta because before we had a ma'atzad, probably it's just a smachta. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Sava, Mizera fil mixa zera. As long as one of the parents are Zera Yisrael, it's kosher. Mizera fil mixa zera. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Misha Nizru'u bi Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi holds, all you need is that she was born a Yisrael, which means if the parents were Ger and Geris before she was born, before she even got pregnant, then the halacha is, before the mother got pregnant, they both were Jews, the halacha is, this child is kosher l'kuhuna. Shemichai sava, mishnizbu b'sulah mi'yisrael. Because it says even a bigger chiddush. The kid could be born a guy. As long as she came a geyiris, before three years old, and her b'sulim grew as a Yisrael, she is kosher l'kuhuna. I can ask me, the halachaira, a geyiris could become a geyiris less than 3 years old. She's a katana. How's she become a geyiris? She was born a guy. How's she become a geyiris? So Taisus and Sanhedrin means right from here, Kiregesh del Suda Taisus, that Vice Tais, you could work with Tzchia, and a child less than 3 years old could become a Geiris, as long as she's not Meicha after she's 12 years old. I and Shalom are very big Taisus in the Sekhla Sanhedrin, but it's Vice Tais from here that a Geiris less than 3 years old could become a Geiris. Omle Rav Nachman L'Rava. Hai Kra Reisha B'Koyin Gadol V'Seif B'Koyin Edit. Freight the Gemara Kash like this: that the pasuk in Yecheskel Amono Ugrusha Lo Yichulahem starts off with a kohen gadol Amono Ugrusha Lo Yichulahem, and it ends off that Amono Ashatia Amono Mi Koyin Yikachu. So what's going on over here? Is it talking about a kohen gadol, kohen hedid? I call Reishu kohen gadol, save a kohen hedid on Malay, and we'll also have to see what it means. The dafka Amono of a kohen I could take. What does that mean exactly? We'll see. On Malay in, yeah, we're gonna cut the pasuk in half. The first pasuk when a kohen gadol, and the second pasuk that says you're allowed to marry almanot when a kohen had you. Frank the Mar of a kasuk of krachi. Does the pasuk do that? Stop in the middle and start talking about something else? I'm like, yeah. The chesiv says a pasuk in Shmuel. It says v'nera likim terem yichpe, that the menorah was still lit in the heichal. V'shmuel shoychev v'heichal Hashem. And Shmuel was sleeping v'heichal Hashem. Shmuel is not allowed to sit and of course not sleep in the Heichel. So what's going on over here? Ella, you read it like this. The word Heichel Hashem after Shmuel Sheikh is going back in the beginning of the Pasuk. So what do you see? You see you caught up Psukim and you put Psukim in a different order. So same thing by Amon also, we caught up the Pasuk in half. One's by Kohen Gadol, one's by Kohen Head. Now the Gemara goes by to explain the end of the Pasuk. They only can marry a almana of a kohen, a widow of a kohen. Mekayinim is sure a loy, but don't want a kohen head to you. Kohen head is allowed to marry almana. Why dafka almana mekayin? So Mark explains, mekayin yikachu, mishar kohanim yikachu. That what it means to say is, goof for this thing, that the pasuk was something else now, not the one kohen gadol anymore. This is you read the pasuk. The almana, ashati almana, even from Yisrael, mishar kohanim, that's not a kohen gadol, yikhoisa. Which means other kohanim that are not a kohen gadol should marry her. That's what it means, mikayin. Almana mikayin, atati almana mikayin means, the almana, ashati almana, from anyone, mikayin kachu, shari kohanim, which means not kohen gadol, should marry her. Taina mahach, you don't do a brass like that. Mikayin yikhu, mishar kohanim yikachu. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is different drash, what it means. You know what it means, almana is kohen? It has to be dafka amana, a person who the children are muta lekuna, because Rabbi Yehuda says a klal that we know that if bas ger zachar, the halacha is that the child of a bas ger is pasul. So it means like this: you only can marry almana of someone whose children are kashal lekuna. But if a child is not kosher lakuna, you can't marry the almana either. Like we saw before, that the, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chiddush, that the ger passels the lady b'biyasai. So here it means menamasein lakuna. It has to be almana of someone who the children can be married to kahuna. And the fuke, if she was married to a ger, because there the daughter is also. Therefore, we won't have to marry the almana either. And kol shat and oisid bitoi. If you can marry the daughter, at oisid almanasa, you can marry the almana. If you can't marry the daughter, you can't marry the almana either. So what it means is, almana mikayim means someone who is married his kids to kohanim lafuke a ger, the almana of a ger will not be able to marry a kohen. That's all Rabbi Yehuda Shitasa. Rabbi Yosi Yemer Af Ger Shnasa Gyeres. It says that according to Rabbi Yosi, a ger marries Gyeres is mutter. It's mutter of a kohen to marry. So come out from here so far that when a kohen looks to get married, he can marry even if both parents are ger and ger, is still allowed to marry the daughter. But zok the gemara, no, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, no kohanim sils ba'atzpam. The kohanim are machmer on themselves, karblezim and Yaakov, that both parents are gerim. The halacha is that they don't marry their daughter. What's the reason after beis hamikdash shechar beis hamikdash machmer? Because they didn't have a sanhedrin anymore, and therefore yichus was harder to come by to know exactly what the yichus is, and therefore it's just safer to be more careful with sherim and not marry a ger to a geris. So I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Ali, Huna, Bali Malach, if he asks a question, we tell him like a Mazvi Yaakov that he shouldn't marry a daughter of a ger and geris. Nasa, Eimetzi, and Oysa Menuk, Rav Yaisi. But if they're married ready, we're not mighty the marriage, and if a ger and geris have a child and marries a kohen, and they're married ready, we don't tell the kohen to give her a get. And we talk about Pastor Shulchan Aruch like this, that lechumra, a kohen should not marry the daughter of a ger and a geris. If one of the parents are Yisrael, then you could. Because that is no chumra. Chumra is like a lezer Yaakov. If both parents are gerim, then a kohen shouldn't marry their children lechatchila. But if they're married, they don't have to give a get. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Ha'oimer b'ni zeh mamzer. Someone says, this child is a mamzer. Ain't a neman. He's not neman. Now, what does it mean, b'nizeh mamzer? So you can learn two ways. Either you can learn the case is that he says, this child is not my child. My wife was Mzana, and it's a mamzer. And that's Shavu's name on that. But then, Lashon b'nihu b'lu b'shver. It's not a son. It's someone else's son. So Rashi says, the case was, no, the b'chayv increases. He says, yeah, it was from me. It's my son. But it was Noila, you know, Baal HaChaisai. Whatever the case was, it was a b'chayv increases. He's not Nehman. Huh?
You don't know the kid's mother? Right?
He knows who the mother was. I'm saying he knows. He's saying we don't know. No, we don't know exactly who the mother. Well, we don't know exactly. No, we can't know both parents, and we know exactly what the story was. But yeah, we don't know exactly. Ain't that neman? But feel staying moidim ala uber shemeh mamzu ain't neman. Even if they're both moida on a uber that's in the mother's womb, they both say it's a mamzu. They both agree. Ain't neman. That neman. Rabbi Hudaim and Nemanim, Hudaim holds there is a Nemanis, and Pastor's Rashi's Gear says Neman because he argues in the ratio also, and he holds the father has a Nemanis of Yakir, and we'll see in the Gemara, he holds that the father is Neman to say this son is a Mamzer, and therefore the father alone is Neman. So to Gemara, Maya Filu Shneim, what's the Chiddush of even both of them? Because Pashas, the reason why this is not believed for the Kohen Tanakama, the sons of Mamzer, Rashi says the reason is Karav Wetzloy, and he's not a Kashut of Maid. And like the Plain Shua, Iran really asked, that's more, you need to aid him. But like the Plain Shua speaks out, even if you're together with someone else, the Lach is, since you're a Karav, so you're not Neman. So even if you're staying Maidim, will be different, they're both the Kraven. Why would that be a big Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? That's the most question. Maya Filu Shneim. So more like this. Loyim by Kama. Loyim by Ihu, like Kimlei. That's Pasha, that he doesn't know exactly who the child's from because he's not the one pregnant with the child. So therefore, he's not Nemo because he doesn't know. But maybe she, who maybe would know better, Lafil I the Kimla, Loyim Hemna. But Loyim by Hechid is the Chesis Kasha. So maybe only if the child's already around for a while and now you're saying it's the child's mamzer, that's where you're not Nemo, because there's already the child's already Nemo. When Nemo, the child is already a Kasha child, you want to change that to Loyim Hemni. And I feel like Uber Nami, that never had a Chazak of the Kashas, never came to this world yet, the less the Chazak of the Kashas, even there, Loi Mehemni, even there, you're still not Neman. That's different levels of the Mishnah. Beniza Mamzer ain't Neman, but maybe you think if she says it, it's better. Phil Shnei Moi Demosh not Neman. And even the Uber has no Chazak of the Kashas, still, even there, you are not Neman to say what the child is, a Mamzer or not a Mamzer. Talking about Rabbi Hudaim and Nemanim. Rehuda says that you are Neman. What's up, Shaka? I went to the Brisa. So the Pasuk says, by Pishnayim, it says, Yakir. Ki es b'chor ben asnua, Yakir lost to Pishnayim. You have the Nemanis to say, this is the b'chor. Yeah, and we dash from there, Yakir ren l'acherim. You can even say, l'gabi other things, and l'gabi other people, say that this child is a mamzer, not only for your own Pishnayim, for Yichus also. Mekana Rehuda, Neman on the Lamer Zeb b'ni b'chor. And Kushem Shinem not Lama Zebani Bakar, so you can say this Charles of Bakar, Kach Nem not Lama Zeb and Grusha Bechalutza, Zeb Bechalutza. This Charles is a Chalal, and same thing as Nem and Charles of Mamza. Chomer in Neman. You're not Nem, he's arguing on the Psula of Ada Bakar, he agrees you're Nem for Bakar, but he holds you're not Nem to say for Psula Yichos, he holds, you know, you need to aid him, and Yaka does not work for that. We understand why the Patsas is Yakir, to teach us even L'Acherim, even L'Gabe Yichus. El Rabbanon, Yakir Lomeli. So you're going to tell me, what do you need it? For what? Patsarach Akeri for Pishnayim. L'may Hilchus Alos of the Pishnayim? So what do you need Yakir for? Tell you that you could say, this is my Bechar? What do you need a Pasuk for that? Psit Lomeli Krah, Migu Di Boy Mason Matan, give him right now whatever he wants. Mila Yavale. I'm saying right now, if you want to give him a tana, he can't give him a tana. So of course, he's not to pish time. It's pasul amigu. You don't need a pasuk for that. Every day Gemara, nemanis is v'nechasim shenaflu lachem akan. The case is right now he's going on a business trip, and he says this is my bechar. Now, if he wouldn't say this is my bechar, he wouldn't be able to give those nechasim away because he's expecting a major distribution in a month after he leaves, and that money. That money he doesn't have, he can't give it away, he doesn't have it. It's obviously below. So there, the Nemanis Pishnayim is the gave for that if he goes away. So that's what's the gave of Yaakov. Break the Gemara, it's only good if you hold Ein Odom Mak Dovah Shloimah L'Olam. It can't be Mak and something's not in the world yet. But with Ramei Odom Mak Dovah Shloimah L'Olam, if you Ramei hold you could be Mak Dovah Shloimah L'Olam. So again, what do you need to pass with Yaakov? He can give it away himself if he wants. So the Gemara, it's a gave Yaakov Lomeli. Shnof L'Gzu Geisiz. The halacha is in for your mayor, you only can mak the dovah shloimah l'olam if when it comes, you're a bardas and you are able to give him matana. But a geisis can't give him matana. So if it falls while he's a geisis, so they wouldn't be able to give him matana. So then he can't be maknet. And there you have to come on to the nemanis of yak and say it's pishtaim. Aye, Rashi asks, why don't you say something that's full after misa, as nageya? After misa, you still can't give matana. Zok Rashi, something that falls after misa, the kid doesn't, even if he's a bechor, doesn't get pishnayim, because that's called royu. Something that he doesn't have when he dies, does not, the bechor does not get pishnayim from that. You only get pishnayim from something you have before he dies. Therefore, you have to say the case when he's a geisus, and that he can't be makne, because there, even if you're a mayor, you can't be makne something that when it comes, you won't be able to be makne. And therefore, you have to come to the yakir of los pishnayim that he's a bechor, and he gets double on that. But for after misa, even yakir wouldn't help, because it's a roy, you would not get double. Because that's yichus. Yichus needs two edim. It's not money. Money, the Torah says yakir is now for money. Who said you bring it now? You say even now yichus. That Rehuda is like you. Or that even that. But the Rabbanu hold no, that yichus needs more. It's like the Davish of Erva needs shnayim. It will not help with the monos yakir. Don't bring a raya from the pasuk of Bechor, because that's only mamonis. It's not a raya to yichus.